Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. Joining me is my co-host Lakith Peeris, and I sincerely hope all of you are enjoying the break you're getting for the Sinhala and the Tamil New Year. I want to take this opportunity alongside Lakith Peeris in thanking Ian Bishop, our match commentator in the IPL, for wishing all of us a Sinhala and a Tamil New Year. And that was very, very kind of him in the game that took place at Chepauk between CSK and KKR. We'll come to all that and more, but what I need to share with you here on www.goforgold.lk is that we saw the two captains of the IPL teams respectively, that's Kolkata Knight Riders and Chennai Super Kings, wearing black bands just before the toss. And the reason is because the passing away of India's oldest test cricketer, Mr. Gopinath. He was 96 years old and he bid us goodbye yesterday. So deeper sympathies to his family. He's lived a life that is full at this stage. And we also have one more news before I go to the scope of yesterday's game. Shane Warne's son has made a statement saying that his father's sudden death was because of a COVID injection that was inserted on him during the COVID period. We'll take a look at that story and keep you updated and try to bring you more authenticity of that statement, let's say, during the course of this week. Right, let's get straight into the scores at the Chepauk Stadium in Chennai. It's blazing hot, mind you. I'll tell you, the playing conditions were very, very hot, similar to the weather conditions we are facing here in Sri Lanka. Terribly hot. Player comfort was not good at all, but at least, thank God for small mercies, there was a little bit of a breeze that was blowing across the grounds. Now then, CSK were put into bat, surprisingly, by Kolkata Knight Riders. Still can't understand as to why captains are getting the opposition to bat on placid tracks. CSK made 192 for the loss of 5 wickets. Sanju Samson, 48. Ayush Mitra, 38. Looks a very talented young player that India have in Ayush Mitra. Devil Brevis, the Aussie youngster, made 41, and Safraz Khan, 23. None of the KKR bowlers were impressive. Sunil Narayan took 1 for 21 with his spin. Varun Chakravarti, the mystery spinner, as they call him, is struggling. He bowled 3 overs, gave away 20 runs, but went wicketless. He was rested for the last game to try and get his act right. But yesterday, I mean, he bowled well, no doubt about it. But then he was wicketless. And Kaitik Tyagi took 2 for 36. Kolkata Knight Riders, well, fell short by 32 runs, chasing shame. 160 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. They're still to register a win in IPL 2026. And mind you, winning this tournament on 3 occasions, they've not got their act right this time around. It was Rohan Powell who made 31. Singh, that's Renuk Singh, made 35. Ajanka Rahane, 20. And Sunil Narayan made 24. The top bowler, of course, was Noor Ahmed, the Afghan left-arm orthodox spinner, 3 for 21. And Kamojot, 2 for 32. Interesting, isn't it? Today we do have a game that's coming up, and that'll be Royal Challengers Bangalore, who had a wonderful time against Mumbai Indians in their last outing, play against a talented Lucknow Super Giants today. Interesting play gets underway at 7:30. Don't miss it. That's a great game. In the women's under-19 tournament, the tri-series where England and Sri Lanka are taking part. The game coming up today is Australia against the English. The Aussie girls will be disappointed. They lost to Sri Lanka under-19 as yesterday. So they need to come out all guns blazing. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peeris this morning. I know it's a very, very short podcast because we have limited sports due to mainly because of the holidays that we are having here in Sri Lanka. But things will improve, remember. And don't forget, keep that date free, huh? 23rd of April, when the school's under 19 prestigious rugby league gets underway. That's what we are all looking forward to and are excited. Tomorrow you'll also have another exciting game where the Sri Lanka Sri Lanka A team play against New Zealand A team in the first 4-day game. Keep you posted on that as well. That's it from me and Lakith Peeris. Thanks for being in our company. Look forward to saying hi to you again tomorrow. Meantime, sit back, relax. I know it's pretty hot here in Sri Lanka and in southern India as well. But enjoy the music that we have in store for you.